5 o'clock, spot on this beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Well, it's nice to see our beloved Honorable Fadilatul Ustad smiling early this Wednesday morning, Yawmul Arbi'a. Ustad, it's the 14th of Safar, 1443. Let's welcome you into the show this early Wednesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 14th of Safar, 1443. O esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, wherever you are, just look outside and you will see the full moon in its beauty and glory. Islamically, it is called Laylatul Badr, the night of Badr, where you have the moon shining the proper complete circle, hence the name Laylatul Badr, the full moon, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ye to qudrat ka karishma hai. And the waxing and the waning of the moon takes place. Everything will reach its peak, and thereafter the decline will start. So therefore, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, everywhere, all times, all places, He was, He is, He will always be the greatest, the biggest, the mightiest. And now we focus on chapter 16, Surah Nahl, the B, and verses 124 and 125. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sent Moses, Prophet Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. His honorable name mentioned 136 times in the noble Quran, the most for any messenger. And he was dark in complexion with sheepish hair. Like the African, he was sent to the Jews to bring them back to the right path towards Islam. But the Jews would then rebel and so forth and so on. So he had the Torah, so they chose the day of Saturday as their holy day, as their Sabbath. Then Jesus, Prophet Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, his honorable name mentioned 25 times in a noble Quran. So to send to these people, so the Christians, they chose Sunday. And Almighty Allah sent the final and last messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who was, who is, who will always be, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe. And he was, he is the exclusive Rahmatul Lil Alameen, the mercy to the entire universe for all times, all places. And he is the mightiest and greatest messenger. In that there is consensus as far as we Muslims are concerned. And Almighty Allah granted the gift of Jumu'ah Friday. So therefore, Friday, chronologically, we came last, but our greatest day comes first, Friday, then the Jews, the Saturday, the Sept. So that will be the Sabbath, and remember, then the Christian Sunday. So Almighty Allah tells us, chapter 16, verse 124, Innama ju'ila sabtu. Indeed, the Sabbath, the Saturday, has been made. Alalladhina ikhtalafu fi. For those people who have disputes and arguments regarding it. So if you study Judaism, you will find that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala punish them in their dietary laws, punish them regarding the Sabbath. You know, today if you put 100 Jews, you will find more than 90 do not observe the Sabbath the way it is supposed to be. You must remember, observe. They cannot use an electric stove. They can't use electric equipment. They can't drive a car. So all vehicle or whatever. So all this, if you go to the original teaching, so you might find people who are practicing on it today. Among the Jews are few Orthodox Jews, but majority of them said, go fly a kite, we're not interested. And today, therefore, they have big debate raging on who is a secular Jew, who is an Orthodox Jew, how do you define a Jew? So many discussions, so Almighty Allah punished them with that. And because they did not observe it, or in the true sense, Almighty Allah made one group of them. Kunu qiradatan khasiin. Almighty Allah Jalla wala punished them and made them and transformed them into monkeys. Remember that. Chapter 7. And remember, Almighty Allah speaks of this in verse number 166 and before. So when you study the Noble Quran, you will see in various places, Almighty Allah speaks about the punishment, because they were the criminals and they were the people who were mocking Prophet the Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, and they were not interested. So if you want the entire incident, chapter 7, and that is Surah Araf from verses 163 right up to 167, and there Almighty Allah speaks of this. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ إِنْ وَرَلِي يُسَسْتَيْنَ نَرِشَ provider لَيَحْكُمُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Almighty Allah is the only one who will pass the final verdict on that day amongst them. بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, the day of justice, the day of judgment. فِي مَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ, in all the things in which they were having dispute and so forth. They will tell the world and the United Nations, they will tell the world everywhere, they want peace, P-E-A-C-E, but they keep on stealing, occupying pieces of land of the Palestinians. And if you ask them that this is against international law, they will tell you, God promised us this. Well, God promised he's going to punish you till the day of Qiyamah. Chapter 7, verse 167. Now, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's function was what? هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Tell them, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I am inviting and calling towards Islam. عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ, on firm conviction. أَنَا I وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي, and those who follow me. So the people who followed Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immaculately were the beloved Sahaba, the companions and students. And chapter Surah chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 108. The question me and you need to ask ourselves, how many people do we invite towards Islam? The beauty, the panacea, the solution for human beings' problems is in Islam. Christianity is a dying religion, and other religions are dying. Judaism made God also a racist, Allah forbid. They said they are the chosen people. So already the Goyim, the Gentile, the non-Jew is second class, third class. So they can't be a savior. So no religion, idol worshipping can never be a savior. So Islam has that international message for the global community. But how should we go about it? So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches the usloob, the methodology. Chapter 16 and verse 125. Udu, you, Ya Rasulullah, Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invite and call, ila sabili rabbik, to the path of your sustainer, nourisher, provider, meaning Islam, bil hikmah, with wisdom. The sad thing today is people have called wisdom when they come across apologetic, when they compromise on Islam, they want to redefine Islam. So that is not hikmah, that is selling out. You must remember, hikmah means to say the right words and the right occasion according to the noble Quran and the Sunnah. So that is the first principle. Wal mawidatil hasana, and give good advices. Good advices, they will stimulate the mind of the people. Whichever faith they are believing, or they are atheists and what have you, agnostic and so forth, whatever they say, you know, people are against religion. So you must give them such advices, good advices. Sometimes they believe, and sincerely, but they believe in the wrong religion. So the second step will be good advices. If you analyze the word mu'idha and go into philology, it means taraqiqul qulub. Speak to them that their hearts melt. Speak to them so their hearts are attracted. So that is what we all need to rise up to. Then you will get some people, they'll say, no, I want to debate with you, I want to discuss with you. So then the last step, wajadiluhum billati, then debate with them, discuss with them in a manner, method that is beautiful here, ahsan, with decorum and so forth. There's no need for obscenities, there's no need for vulgarities, and especially with a non-Muslim and so forth. So therefore we need to understand the usloob and the methodology of giving da'wat. So every day speak to a person about Islam. Our maid, our helper is working for us 20-30 years, not one day did we tell her about Islam. She knows our vernacular, she knows Meman, Surti, Gujarati, Urdu, but she doesn't know anything about Islam. Are we not guilty of not giving the message and conveying the message? Think about that. Inna rabbaka huwa a'lam, verily your sustainer. Look at the word Rabbak, Rabbak. Allah is elevating Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Verily Allah your sustainer, nourisher. He is all knowing, his knowledge all embracing, all encompassing. Biman dalla an sabilihi, regarding those people who have gone astray from the right path. Wa huwa a'lamu bil muhtadeen, and he alone knows who are the guided people. Inshallah, today, inshallah al-Aziz, we'll leave for Free State this afternoon, and first stop tonight, Kronstadt, Mon Ashraf Mangera there, inshallah, after Isha, and tomorrow night in Senegal, after Maghrib, Sheikh Arafat is there. Then Friday, inshallah, the Jumu'ah in the new masjid in Bloemfontein, our brother Yunus Bata is there, and Maulana Yaqub Desai. So, and at night also, after Isha, inshallah, Allah. And then on Saturday night in Tabanchu, Mona Arshad is there. So that's our program, inshallah al-Aziz. Today between 11 and 12 will be the bliss of marriage with Mona Arafat and myself. Barakallahu fi.
Ustad, the listener says here that please advise if I can play azan clip when moving to a new house, or must get someone to read adhan, Ustad.
To give the adhan when you move into a new house and so forth is not a sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you are moving into a new house, you ask the question on the right day, my brother. So the first question will be, which day is the best day to move into my new house, my new premises, my new shop and so forth? We will say Wednesday. Why Wednesday? There's a hadith sharif of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's mentioned in Sahih Muslim. Almighty Allah created different things on different days. So on a Wednesday, Almighty Allah created nur, radiance and effulgence. friends. And then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honorable wife, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, states, you want to do something, start on a Wednesday. And this is authentic. If you want a reference of it, open Al-Maqasidul Hasana by Allama Sakhawi rahimahullah. If you know anything about the Hanafi fiqh and Hanafi jurisprudence, then you will find Allama Marghinani rahimahullah in Uzbekistan, when they would start the academic year, he would start teaching on a Wednesday Hidayah, the famous work of fiqh and jurisprudence of the Hanafis, our great great ulama whom we saw and met alhamdulillah, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, the Grand Mufti of Pakistan, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. There are various darulums they would start on a Wednesday. So that is the day you move in. What should you do before you move in, or the day you move in? Then read Surah Baqarah, Iqra Surah Al-Baqarah, read chapter 2, and fa inna akhdaha barakah. When you read it, it's a source of blessing. Wa tarkaha hasra, and when you don't read it, there is remorse and regret. And remember, wala yastati'uha al-batala. People will make mashallah, mashallah, but they are burning with jealousy and envy. They will stab you in the back. So Almighty Allah will protect you from the evil forces. Authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. To give adhan when you are moving into a new house, that is not authentic and that is not sunnah.
I see Brother Neil says that, sir, I have noticed that majority Muslim males know the current soccer teams more than they know all the prophets. Is it not true that you guys believe in every prophet that came, but don't follow their religion? Why is this so? Neil, Ustad.
100%, you are right in the first part, that today the Muslims are so engrossed in entertainment and sports and so forth. That is the plot and the plan of the enemy of Islam and Muslims, to divert their attention and focus away. And Almighty Allah has mentioned this in the noble Quran. Yuriduna liyutfi'u nurallahi biafwahihim. Simple, if you want Neil, then you ask them, you understand, the soccer players, this team, they will know from the goalkeeper right till the left wing. You must, all the 11 soccer players. But if you ask them, the Ashara Mubashara, who are the 10 honorable companions whom Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave great tidings at one time, at one place, that they will enter Jannah, 80%, 70% of the Muslims will not know that. You know why? Chapter 61, Surah Surf, and verse number 8, yuriduna liyutfi'u nurallahi biafwahihim, the enemies. So that is, you must remember, people of other religions, politicians, mass media, their intention currently and in the future is to extinguish the effulgence, the radiance of Almighty Allah Islam. So they will embellish the casinos, they will beautify, you must remember, the escort agencies, they will make sports a big thing. People go made for soccer, for cricket, and all the satanic activities. Therefore, we say professional sport is haram and has no place, remember, in Islam. Nur Allah biafwahihim, with their mouths, with their media. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi walau kariyal kafirun. But Almighty Allah will let Islam spread, and it's spreading like fire, alhamdulillah. Walau kariyal kafirun, although the non-Muslims, they hate it and detest it. Chapter 61, verse number 8, my brother Neil. Second part of your question, remember, every prophet, every messenger followed Islam. Islam is the only religion thereby accepted by Allah. There is no such thing as Christianity or Judaism or Buddhism or Hinduism or Dasism. As far as the Quran Sharif is concerned, as far as we Muslims are concerned, and so so forth and so on. So for you to be accepted by Almighty Allah, you must be a Muslim. And remember, every Prophet Messenger came to teach through Islam after the people were deviated and they turned away from the right path. So yes, your point is correct that the Muslims today, by and large, they've got their priorities totally mixed up.
Let's go to Masgrave, Ustad. I know this morning I was speaking about pictures. The listener says here, Mufti Saab, Maulana Arafat mentioned today that we must remove our pictures from our WhatsApp, from our Facebook. Mufti Saab, what is wrong in showing our pictures? People know and see exactly who we are. So what difference does it make, Ustad?
Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this is authentic hadith. You must remember Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations. La tadkhulu al malaika tu baytan fihi suratun aw kalbun. So remember, the malaika, the angels of mercy, do not enter in that room, in that place, in that house where there are animate objects or where there is, you must remember, a dog, a pet dog, hunting dog, security dog is permissible. So you ask what is wrong. So you must remember on your profile and so forth, you as a lady, you put your snap and your photo and so forth. So now you contact me, you send me a WhatsApp. So now your face is there and your hair, everything is showing. So remember that you are practicing against what the Quran is teaching us, advertising yourself and cheapening yourself. Surah 24 verses 30-31. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Tell the believing man that they must lower their gazes, وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ, and protect their private part. Then the next verse, for the women, the same thing. So when you doing so what are you doing? So why must you cheapen yourself and advertise yourself? Your child is born, so now you take your son, your daughter, your grandson, and you put on your profile and so forth. So what happens? So when we look at it, somebody looks at it with hatred and with envy. Inna al-ayna haqqun. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the evil eye is the truth. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif. So when that is the case, why are you putting that ma'asum, innocent child, that now he'll fall sick all the time, he'll be crying all the time, he'll give you problems all the time. So we're setting ourselves up when we do this type of things. Send, you understand, profile pictures, mashallah, of inanimate objects, Masjid al-Aqsa. You see mine, I got Masjid al-Aqsa. From the day it started, you must remember, I got Masjid al-Aqsa. That is our first Qibla, because the Ummah has forgotten what happens in Aqsa. So take some Masjid, take some mountain, take some lake, some scenery, and that becomes, so you remember and reflect in the creation of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla.
I would like to remain anonymous, Mufti Saab. My parents disinherited me because I tell them TV is haram, and while Adhan is on, switch it off. I did this on 7 occasions by switching their TV off, so they threw me out and said, I will not even inherit from their will. Was I wrong, Ustad?
Remember that for the parents to do that is totally haram. And if you continue doing that, you disown your son, your daughter, your heir, and all are Muslim. So because only Muslims will inherit from Muslim. So Surah chapter 4, verse number 14. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Who disobeys Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla regarding inheritance. So remember, before that, the shares of the heirs are enshrined and mentioned in the Quran. So you go and disobey Almighty Allah and the Messenger, peace be upon him, Mustafa, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You go beyond the limits. You increase someone's share, decrease someone's share, you disown someone. You dakhilhu naran khalidan fiha. They are dispatched to Jahannam forever. Forever means if they die with Iman and Islam, they will stay in the hellfire for a very, very long time, and then they will be taken out from there and placed into Jannah after a very, very long time. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. And for such a person will be a punishment to humiliate and disgrace them. Surah chapter 4, Surah Nisa, and verse number 14. You, my brother, to say Thursday night the TV is haram, or this night is not permissible anytime, any place. So remember, you can see the harm of TV and what it is doing to society nowadays. The wine, the dine, the swine, the gay brigade, and the adverts, the music is destroying society. So therefore, you must do it and explain to them that the harms of it and so forth. So it's good what you did, and it's haram what your parents are doing to disown you.
Who's that brother? Edward from New Zealand wants to know that what's the latest in Taliban, Ustad?
Alhamdulillah, the West is trying to apply so much pressure upon them. See, I show you something, Edward, which I know you don't know, right? You are there in New Zealand, there in Auckland, Wellington, Hamilton. So what you must know, my brother Edward, and all the listeners, see America, yesterday Joe Biden addressing the United Nations that we want peace, we don't want war, we want climate change, we want this, we want that. All just talk, nothing. You go and study how many countries. You must remember America, the super terrorist invaded from 1945, and go see the list. You must remember that. So now they invaded Afghanistan and they got a good thrashing and a good whooping, and now they, so what they are doing, the money that belongs to the Afghan that is there in the banks of America, they have free frozen it. The gold that is there, tons and tons of gold that belongs to Afghanis, that has been in the vaults there and frozen. So I'm asking you, one side you want to fool the world and say we want peace, and on the other side, that wealth that belongs to other people, because they gave you a good whooping and a good thrashing and humiliated you, the worst defeat for America in their history, you can confirm that with Trump. So now, so out of your revenge and your white supremacist policy, so now you say we will fix these Muslims up, we will fix these people with chimples and sandals who gave us a good thrashing. So now we freeze their money, we froze their gold and everything. Is that how you want? So remember that you are already falling, the empire in decline, the deep state falling apart. So you must remember America is no more what you think it was. And if you ask the political commentators who know what real politics is, they will tell you that. So remember that the paradigm has shifted now. So no one who has got Iman, I'm not speaking of those Arab puppet regimes, most of them not even Muslim, the governments and so forth, they are just bootlickers. I'm not speaking of them. And the Muslim countries, most of them are not even Muslim, the leaders I'm talking about. So I'm speaking of true Muslims. They will never fear them, because they know they are a coward nation. You must remember that. So that is the latest. One side they will speak of human rights, but you steal our wealth. So what is the rights? Where's our rights now? So speak of that. So we must understand things holistically and not selectively. Last question.
Well said, Ustad. I got a new listener here from Ushaka. She says her name is Jennifer, Ustad. So sir, you could address me as Jenny. They say Muslims say heaven lies under the mother's feet. I looked under my mother's feet, but don't see anything except corns. What do you guys mean? Jennifer, Ustad.
Thank you, my sister Jennifer. So if you say that, so now you must remember, if you gave your son a daughter, one shot, one smack or something, this example, and then your son, daughter says, mommy, mommy, Jenny, your husband taps you, and you start crying. So you say, pain, pain. So you say, but where's the pain? Show me. So you say, yeah, by my leg, yeah, by my arm. And so you say, no, I don't see anything there. I just see your stand corns there, or I just see scorn there, and I just see this. So obviously, many a time, you don't take literally, my sister. It means that we must serve our mother, and serve our mother with love. Not that is a burden. Our mother went through so much. What she did, your mother, my mother, Jennifer, Jenny, that she carried us for 9 months. At the time of birth, she gave birth to us. You call it labor. Then she she breastfed us and then she nurtured us. So your society, the Western society, says when they get old, they are a liability, go dump them in the old age home. Islam says that you go and you must read, my sister Jenny, and chapter 17, verses 23, 24, 25, that come to them and speak to them in a very respectful manner, because we never forget their bounties and favors upon us. In Islam, we even remember, my parents have passed away, but every day we pray for them that Almighty Allah elevates their rank in paradise. So that is the meaning. So you don't go to your mother and look under her feet. You go to your mother and rub her feet, my sister Jennifer. Allah. And in that way, you take the blessings of your mother. And 11 o'clock to 12, we will see you today, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.